Praise Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day this beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. Let me encourage you from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 4 to 6. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, you and I are highly valuable in God's eyes. And because of which the Lord God Almighty sent his Son Jesus. And because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. That's amazing. You know, the Bible says in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, but you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. My dear brothers and sisters, the scriptures also teach that as believers, we enjoy many special privileges. We are heavenly people. Our citizenship is in the heavenlies with Christ. Even now, we are seated positionally with him in glory. In Christ, we have access to his storehouse of riches. We are the possessors of all heavenly blessings. We have been given a heaven-born nature that responds to spiritual nourishment, the living and written word of God. While we seek to be worthy representatives for God in this life, our affections are already centered on things above. This occupation with heavenly values enables us to rise above the mundane circumstances and storms that often cross our earthly paths, providing what we need to live a life of daily victory. And while we wait the day of our final victory, we live in the enjoyment of our future inheritance. In a sense, then, we are living our heavenly love abiding already. That's what we are called to do, abiding in the love of God. So, my dear brothers and sisters, today, make a decision. Live this day as an heir of the heavenly kingdom. Face each situation that may arise with the absolute confidence that God is around and all about you. So be encouraged, because the Lord is with you. No matter what situation or circumstance be, God is with you. That's what Psalmist David said. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for God is with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. That's the great assurance that we as believers enjoy because of Jesus, who loves us and blesses us. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We bless you, we praise you, and we magnify you. Abba, Father, I lift up the blood of Yeshua from the altar of God, and I sprinkle the blood of Yeshua over our spirit, our soul, and our body. We know where the blood of the Lamb is, there is divine preservation, protection, provision, prosperity, because of the blood of the Lamb. And we praise you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you that you loved us so dearly, Lord, that you have, O Father God, eternal purposes concerning our lives. So no matter in our journey of life what we go through, we know that you are with us always. And we thank you for your divine presence that leads us and guides us every day of our life. And we bless you for that. Even today, you will bless us, O Lord, as your flock steps out to the jobs and to the businesses and running the daily chores. I pray your blessings be upon them. I pray that you will uphold them with your right righteous hand. You'll keep them from the evil one. Preserve them, protect them. Bless them, O Father God. Give them favor wherever they go. And I know that, Lord God Almighty, it's your favor that lifts your people up. It's your anointing that attracts, O Father God, the favor of man and the favor of God upon them. And I thank you for that. And I give you the praise. I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst. I rebuke every manner of sickness. Get out and enter into that mind or body again no more. Lord, for by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And we thank you for that. And we bless you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. People of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.